Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 19th, 1975, dedicated worthy of the Barbados National Trust, the late Edward Arthur Stout highlighted a centuries-old Barbadian tale through his newspaper column, Old Barbados. This virtually unknown narrative was first documented in the press in the early 20th century by E.G. St. Clair and describes a tragedy and strange events which took place at Coles Cave, St. Thomas. Records suggest that this place of interest was once regarded as this island's most celebrated cavern and was named after a William Cole who owned the land around 1709. During slavery, it was rumored that the enslaved who had escaped from the Mount Wilton plantation often sought refuge there. Coles Cave was also featured on the itinerary of many visitors to the island in the 19th century and was a popular spot for picnickers. It was during one of these picnics that tragedy struck on a certain Good Friday. As was recounted by Edward Stout on this day in 1975, some British soldiers were engaged in much merriment at Coles Cave when one young officer, with too much time on his hands, made the reckless decision to ride his steed down the treacherous path to the entrance to the cave. He was on his second attempt when his horse tripped and they both fell to their deaths at the bottom of the ravine. According to Barbadian folklore, blood believed to be that of the British officer and his horse could be seen on the rock on which they fell every Good Friday after this tragedy. This phenomenon reportedly drew many visitors to the site, who took pieces of the bloody rock away as souvenirs. While Edward Stout was of the view that blood was applied to the rock every Good Friday to satisfy the curiosity of visitors, there seemed to have been no physical evidence to support his theory. Records also highlight that there are two other seemingly strange accounts associated with Coles Cave. In 1848, German explorer Sir Robert Herman Schomburgk, in his History of Barbados, documented the story of the famous duck, which was released into a stream in the cave and had emerged sometime after in Fontebelle St. Michael. Legend also has it that an organ, believed to be that of the nearby Holy Innocents Anglican Church, can be heard inside the cave.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.